the great state of Texas. We're the greatest. No one's treading on me. We're got control. You don't have anything. You've become the epicenter of the invasion on the southern border.
It's sad to hear that the United States government is the number one organization that has sponsored this, and it's paid by your tax dollars.
The United States government has become the middleman in a large-scale, multi-billion-dollar child trafficking operation.
The United States is one of the top destinations for human trafficking and is among the largest consumers of child sex.
This is a crisis within a crisis.
In Texas, it is the mecca of sexual trafficking of children.
I don't believe things happen in a vacuum. America, number one consumer of child pornography. You have Epstein, you have P. Diddy, they call the Black Epstein. You have the Catholic Church that swallowed up in pedophilia. And now you have the churches transporting children. We're going to put the safety of all these migrant children in the hands of these predator religions.
One of North Texas's largest churches is responding to sex abuse allegations.
The priests confessed to an uncontrollable attraction to young girls. They told their victims the abuse was God's will.
Were Catholic Charities sponsoring some of the people in Texas to go to different states, to go to different cities? Are you aware of that?
Well, listen.
Those organizations are evil as the Democrats and the left. They just use the cover of religion to commit their crimes.
This is to facilitate migrants coming here. Government contracts have been awarded to Catholic Charities to help that facilitation.
And yes, we are advocating.
Catholic Charities, any given Sunday, the pews are empty because the next generation is not going to church. Catholic Charities knows that. So they need butts on those seats. And that's why they're bringing in the illegals.
They need illegal aliens to fill the churches. It's obvious on the face of it. They have an economic interest in unlimited illegal immigration.
You know, you've been documented for years. Yeah. This has been going on for years.
We've always had illegal immigration in our country. We never got a secure border because both Uniparty is involved in that. The Democrats want the freaking votes and they want amnesty. They've been fighting amnesty for years.
Mass amnesty for the millions of illegal immigrants.
And make everyone immediately an eligible voter. And you don't think Chuck Schumer and Bernie Sanders want to do that?
Right. And the Republicans, they want the cheap labor. They want the Tyson Chicken Factory to hire these illegals. A lot of them underage. This is an international corporations that want the cheap labor.
It's cheap labor. They take jobs away from Americans, and these businesses recruit these people.
And that's why we never got a secure border, because of both parties.
Do you think this is just bad policy and incompetence, or do you think this is something else?
When they started using the word invasion, it was hard for me to accept that in the beginning. But when we started seeing busloads and busloads and busloads of people coming into my city, unvetted, mostly military-aged men, and they don't want to show their faces, and they have tattoos and they have criminal records, then that's an invasion.
What is up, LFA TV? We are coming at you live from America. This is Matter of Fact, and I am your host, Ryan Matter. Thank you for joining us. Today is Wednesday, July 17th, and we are going to talk about all things President Trump assassination. It's getting out of control. At this point, I pray that Trump wakes up and realizes that the people he is surrounding himself with are going to get him killed. Like, the fact that every single person on Trump's team is not standing up and holding press conferences and demanding an investigation. I mean, it's pretty bizarre, is it not? It is so overwhelmingly obvious. And everybody should be praying for this man, because literally the faith of humanity is hanging in the hands of one man. Andrew Tate says it best. He says, we were millimeters away from a completely different world, and most people have stopped their prayers by now. Check this out.
Imagine shooting a man with your last bullet, and he stands there, unfazed.
Trump's a fucking tough guy.
He's a fucking tough guy.
And there's no one stronger than him. We're gonna need him more than ever, because he's battling evil like you will not understand.
I don't care what side of the political spectrum you're on. You better pray for Donald Trump, because he is fighting evil.
I believe God saved our president today.
I don't think it's anything short of divine intervention. It was an inch, millimeters away from a complete nightmare.
God saved Trump today. When a bullet hits your ear, God decided you don't die.
One word comes to mind: Donald Trump. Hero.
Hero.
Him surviving this assassination attempt has made him a legend.
We gotta pray for President Trump right now.
I pray for Trump.
I'm praying for Donald Trump and his family.
You need to pray for Donald Trump and pray for him right now. He's the last fucking hope for Western civilization as you know it.
They want to silence me because I will never let them silence you. And in the end, they're not after me. They're after you. I just happen to be standing in their way, and I always will be standing in their way.
that doesn't gas you up for President Trump, I don't know what will. Better pray for this man. So this tweet has been taken down. So check this one out. I don't know why, but they've taken it down. It says, Thomas Matthew Crooks arrived at SWAT team rally building after walking a mile from a Home Depot. He extended his ladder and climbed onto the building situated just 130 yards from Trump. Armed with his father's AR-15 and 50 rounds of ammunition, how did Cook know the rooftop would be unguarded? How did he know he would be able to encounter police coming and going from the building? How did he know that the rooftop would be the perfect vantage point? These are all things that we should be asking, and they're so overwhelmingly obvious at this point that anybody not asking them is out of their gosh damn mind. It's really that simple. Until we start getting some straight answers here and we start to figure out what's going on, we can't accept the standard, oh yeah, we'll figure it out. Yeah, it probably wasn't them. Don't be a conspiracy theorist. No, if you're not a conspiracy theorist at this point, I don't know what to tell you. And I'll let you listen. I'll let Candace Owens tell you, actually. So this is by our friend over Robert Polisher over on X. He says, if you are not a conspiracy theorist by now, halfway through 2024, it's because you are not intelligent.
Let me tell you, if you are not a conspiracy theorist by now, it's because you are not intelligent.
It is a stable of so-called conspiracy theories that the highest levels of politics and finance, there is a shadowy cabal of pedophiles who use their power to hide the crimes they commit against children.
Because pedophiles are the easiest people to blackmail.
It's a whole different country from what we thought it was.
It's all fake.
You need to unlearn everything you have learned about JFK's assassination. You need to unlearn everything that you have learned about MLK's assassination. You need to unlearn everything that you were taught about 9/11, everything that you think you know about the Vietnam War, World War II. The truth is that the government is evil, and that the government is worse than evil, I want to be clear. The government is satanic. These Satanists conspired to remove God out of your lives. You believe you're an atheist. There's no such thing as an atheist.
You just are not aware of what it is that you are worshiping.
Some people don't want to deal with that. They don't want to deal with the reality of how evil our institutions are. But guess what? The time for fear is over. You have to face this reality because it's the only way that we're going to be able to move forward. You have to confront evil.
There is a whole world that we can't see that acts on people, the supernatural world that's acting on us all the time for good and bad. Every society has thought this before ours. In fact, every society in all recorded history has thought that until, I'll be specific, August 1945, when we dropped the atom bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and all of a sudden the West is just officially secular. We're God. There is no God but us. And that's the world that we have grown up in, but that's an anomaly. Like, no one else has ever thought that. There's never been a society that thought that. Every other society has assumed, and they've had all kinds of different explanations, and the details differ, but the core idea does not differ, never has differed from caves until now, that we're being acted on by spiritual forces.
Amen, Tucker. At least somebody's speaking the truth. That man should have been Trump's VP, hands down. I don't think he would be in the position he is right now if that man was his VP. There would have never been a shot fired. There would have never been an attempt on his life, right? So maybe that's why Trump was in a hurry. But his VP, there's no reassurance there with that VP pick. There is no deterrent. They're actually incentivized, more highly incentivized to take out Trump now. We have a neocon, never Trumper, as VP. In his first day on the job, first day as VP, he decides that he's going to get us into war with Iran. Great. That's what we need as a VP. More wars. Hope J.D. Vance plans to send his kids, because he sure as hell ain't sending mine. Trump shooter seen wandering around looking at rooftops where he would later fire at hit and hit President Trump, right? So we see him here walking around, but the reports here are saying that he walked miles from Home Depot. What time did he purchase that Home Depot ladder at? I would love to know. I would love to see him. I'd love to see surveillance footage of him in that Home Depot purchasing that ladder, because Sean's dropping some fire over here, and this is it. Yeah, huh? That's weird. Weird. None of this is adding up, is it? Well, check this out. Mayorkas, I said, should immediately be arrested, right? Arrested immediately. Rep, Rep Matt Gaetz, Alex Jones, Tech JJ, and Clayton Morris. Listen to what this guy's saying.
So I just read the preliminary investigation report that the Secret Service just released about the attempted assassination of former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania. Would you like to guess what it says? Because it says something more shocking than I thought. I thought they were just going to say everyone did a great job and sweep it under the rug. That's not what it says. It says that there was an ordered 26-minute stand down. That Secret Service was ordered to not have glass, i.e. binoculars, on the rooftops. That the Secret Service was ordered to not be on the water tower. Ordered to not be on the rooftop that the shooter was on. And that the local police department was supposed to be helping secure the perimeter was ordered to go take a break. Guess where they're at? McDonald's. I'm not joking. McDonald's. This wasn't just a series of mistakes, guys. This was a coordinated attempt at an assassination of a former president running for re-election in non-consecutive terms after an election was stolen. This is nothing short than a coup attempt. We deserve 100% transparency, answers, and justice in this situation.
Yeah, when are we going to get justice for the man who died, right? The man who got shot that was behind Trump or to the side of Trump, or things aren't adding up on that either. So I said, why the F is this a closed door meeting? There should be effing millions of us at this hearing. Literally every single American should be showing up outside of this hearing and surrounding it. Like, we should be demanding, as the American people who have been lied to, we don't trust any three-letter agency. We don't trust Congress. We sure as hell don't trust the Senate. We don't even trust the gosh damn VP pick that Trump picked. Not saying that we are ever going to. We knew that that's what the guy does. He just makes horrible decisions and surrounds himself with horrible people. It's what he does. But, I mean, J.D. Vance isn't the worst. I guess we could have got worse. So there's Nikki Haley. But Nikki Haley is going to be in his cabinet, according to these clowns. So why the F is this a closed-door meeting? Anybody?
The DHS Secretary Mayorkas and FBI Director Wray to all testify. As Fox News exclusive video shows, a new perspective of Saturday's shooting as we learn the crowd warned law enforcement, and yet the guy was still able to shoot Trump. Join us right now, U.S. Senate candidate and former Intel Committee Chairman Mike Rogers, who's running for Senate from the great state of Michigan. Good to have you.
Hey, thanks for having me this morning.
You know, it sounds like they tried to get the Secret Service director to come and talk to Capitol Hill yesterday. Scheduling problem. You would think that if somebody is able to shoot the president and actually hit him, she would have better things to do, be able to cancel that and go talk to him.
Absolutely. There's really no excuse for it. It tells me they're hiding a little bit of something. I mean, it's not only that they shot the president. Right. He got off so many rounds before the counter-sniper team were able to get them, take him out.
Right.
So that tells you there was confusion on the ground. You could kind of see that in some of the videos. There were Secret Service agents, I think, to be very clear, who performed brilliantly.
Right.
Then there are Secret Service agents who were shockingly bad. Right. And I think that's what the Secret Service is going to have to evaluate, that part, and then how somebody got on top of a roof with line of sight to the president. And then the FBI is going to do the investigation back. How does a young man with apparently decent grades and doing okay, right, go from 18 high school graduate to 20 assassination attempt on the president of the United States? Right. That's where the FBI is going to come in on that investigation.
One of the other troubling things, Mike, is the fact that now we're learning. We learned yesterday that apparently Intel, and you were the Intel committee chair, there was intel that the country of Iran essentially had.
Here we go. J.D. Vance going to get us into a war with Iran because supposedly Iran, you know, had this American guy and got coordinated with the Secret Service. What the what kind of clown world do we live in? It is literally so bizarre that these people think that we're just going to sit here and go, oh, yep, you assassinated Trump. Where is J.D. Vance? I mean, there is so much evidence out here that this was an inside job. J.D. Vance should be leading the charge of a demanding an immediate investigation at all levels, open to the public. No shit goes on behind closed doors anymore. We're so far past trusting this government. Oh yeah, we're just gonna put us behind closed doors and go to war with Iran and completely forget about the fact that somebody just tried to assassinate Trump and an innocent person was murdered.
Republican on paper. I say that as a former Democrat who knows how to shoot. Ties to Antifa, donated to Act Blue, was at the rallies for BLM and Antifa. No one from the right wing or even independents with conservative values ever attended any of those things or donated to those things or associated with Antifa. Have they? No. What do you think is more believable? That a Democrat posing as a Republican to vote against Trump in the primary to bring in a different Republican candidate? Or he was made to look like a Republican, and if he was successful in shooting Trump and taking him down, other than the innocent civilians in the crowd, taken down, but I digress. So that right-wing MAGA supporters or the ultra-MAGAs could be deemed as domestic terrorists and implement martial law. No more elections. Some of us know a thing or two about things like that. I hope mainstream media is not your source of information, because none of them covered this properly. Did they? They sure didn't. You believe mainstream media, though? They wouldn't lie to you, would they? Independent fact-checking will tell you everything that you need to know the media is not telling you. Can't deny the statement either, because he repeated this last night during an interview on NBC, talking to his top donors. Figured out yet? Hell, even Scooby-Doo could wrap this up in 30 minutes. I'm batting 10 for 10 on conspiracies. I'm about to go 11 for 11. Try me.
Now that sounds about right, doesn't it? That was the best logically thought through explanation of what they were attempting to do that I've heard yet. Now, are we going to get to the bottom of it? I think so. I think we're going to keep kicking this hornet's nest. And I think so many people are waking up. This just woke up like an army of investigative journalists. Every single person, even if you weren't into politics, if you're just in the military, if you're into research, if you're into everything, everybody's digging into this. So extremely important. Exposed Mark Elias, the same guy who pushed the Steele dossier, Trump-Russia collusion hoax for Hillary Clinton, is the one responsible for the Project 2025 propaganda. Now, you guys know that I've been over here screaming that. What is Trump doing disavowing Project 2025? Project 2025 and the Heritage Foundation have put, I don't know, probably tens of millions of dollars into researching and vetting every single politician. They have lists on how corrupt every detail about every rhino, every sleazy scumbag, every politician in DC that needs to be evicted and tossed out immediately, background checks, everything that Trump needs to completely dismantle the deep state, completely obliterate this rotten, corrupt government and tear it apart down to its core and rebuild it back from its foundation with America-only policies. That is why the Heritage Foundation and Project 2025 is such a good thing. And that is why they are trying to bait Trump in, and he took the bait. Again, who the hell is advising this man?
I think I just uncovered the Democrats' October surprise in July for this election cycle, and you've got to see what I found. And this time they're using Project 2025 as their hit piece. What's funny is the last time they tried to do this, it took years to unravel who was responsible for it in 2016. Now it only took me a few hours. I hope you can help me spread this. This is important. They're lying and gaslighting you and the American people because they know they're going to lose the election. Do you remember back in 2016 when Hillary Clinton pushed out the Steele dossier, the Trump-Russian collusion hoax? Do you remember who was behind that? An organization called Perkins Coie, who was led by a guy by the name of Mark Elias. Mark Elias is one of the most scandalous, disgusting, rotten Democrat operatives, an election interference specialist, really. He drove that hoax. You won't believe what I just found Mark Elias doing with Project 2025. So it didn't make sense to me why all of a sudden Project 2025 was running all over the internet and the propaganda artists were creating an enormous amount of propaganda around it. And what was more important is I've actually read most of the documents. So almost everything that I was hearing about Project 2025 from the left didn't make sense because it wasn't in the document. Well, I found the answer. This is an almost 50-page document put together by an organization called Democracy Forward. And if you're interested in who they are, you should go take a look because it's littered with some of the most far-left radical propagandists that I've ever come across.
And if you go through this document, you're going to notice that every one of the politically charged talking points that you've been hearing on this platform and others come from here. The idea that Project 2025 is going to ban contraception comes from here. The idea that Project 2025 is going to destroy the environment comes from here. The idea that Project 2025 is going to allow slavery to be re-implemented comes from here. The problem? None of that is actually in Project 2025. And here's a perfect example. This is one section where it talks about how Project 2025 is going to eliminate a concept called disparate treatment theory, which is used to fight against discrimination, and they twist it to suggest that it's going to be used to allow us to go back to a period pre-1965. The problem, even the citation on this article is wrong. If you go to page 72, chapter 3, it doesn't talk at all about the disparate impact theory. In fact, it talks about merit pay. So they're lying to people. And every one of the talking points, it's here. So I decided to check who's responsible for this. And what do I find at the very top? The chair of the Democracy Forward, Mark Elias. You know, the same Mark Elias
Bingo,
who's responsible
baby.
For bankrolling the Steele dossier. The same Mark Elias that the DNC had to fire for lying to a court and to a special counsel, and the same Mark Elias that the Fifth Circuit Court had to sanction for filing false motions, and yes, the same Mark Elias who was responsible for the drop boxes and the violating of state election law all around the country in 2020, that same guy who created the Russian hoax in 2016, an election interference specialist that the Democrat Party turns to when they need to interfere in election, is responsible for that. And that, my friends, is what is being used to destroy the Donald Trump campaign, just like they did in 2016. They take a lie, they put it into the media, it's called a wrap-up smear, and then they say that Donald Trump is responsible for it. That's how it's done, and that's what they're doing right now.
Told you, folks. Getting played, man. It's like we would think that conservatives and Republicans would realize it by now. After everything we went through with McCarthy, remember how we were lectured how McCarthy's going to be the right guy? Trump picked McCarthy. Trump wouldn't pick McCarthy if he wasn't on our side. Trump has a plan. Trump knows what he's doing. How long did that last? How many conservatives out there had to lecture us on what a great pick, how Matt Gaetz was the greatest man ever, and Mike Johnson was going to be the best pick, and he was going to save the day, and Mike Johnson's ultra MAGA, and as soon as he actually has that gavel in his hand, he's going to turn this thing around. Day one, first priority, sending our tax dollars to Israel. Are you not awake yet? So we're just going to fall in head over heels over J.D. Vance? When every single poll that the American people put out and was taken, it was Vivek. It was Tucker at first, Vivek. I don't even remember even hearing J.D. Vance ever even on that. I've never ranked. Even DeSantis was polling higher than J.D. Vance. When do the American people get to choose? I just don't get it. I really can't wrap my head around it. I absolutely love Trump, but the people that he surrounds himself with are horrible. And we always sit here, play this game where we pretend like it's all going to be sunshine and rainbows. And it never is, ever. So forgive me if I'm not jumping head over heels of this guy that literally day one decides that he wants to send us into a war with Iran. Insanity.
One of them was killed, and then two others are in critical condition, in addition to former President Trump, who himself in a statement said he was grazed by a bullet by his ear. Now,
if Donald Trump doesn't pay attention to this video, he's in very grave danger of this whole situation happening again. I want to draw your attention here to this glam shot. Here's the shooter right on, looks like on the edge of the building, right? It seems like he's almost perched on the edge of the building. There it is again without the accoutrements of the network. Here he is, dead, also appearing on the edge of the building, and here he is really lying in the first quarter of the building when all the shots you've seen have been taken all the way from the other end. Look how big the building is. That's the shooter. That's his gun. He was shot dead where he was shooting from. Look how big this building is. Look how far away that body is from the edge. Here's the full perspective. He's by that middle tree to the right of the tree, and there's this police vehicle. Look how small it is in relation to the building. And all of the shots you see of the shooter appear to be on that side of the building. And look how small these people are in relation to that building. Now look at the lamp here on the top of the building. This is the lamp on the front of the building. Okay, look at it. It's got a glass. It's got a white top. The blue thing. Look at it. Get a good look at it. Stare at it. And that's exactly how it looked on the day of the shooting. Here we zoom in on the front of the building. Blue cork, metal, then the white around, then the glass. What you're seeing is this lamp in its environment from the front of the building. That's the way it's supposed to look. But when you see it from the back of the building, it looks completely different. And remember, how are you seeing it that clear from those people, those small people standing all the way back, and you're seeing it over the top of the entire building all the way to the front? It's impossible, and it's not the same lamp, and that's the problem. That's what I'm drawing your attention to. Here's a close-up next to the shooter's dead leg. That is not the same lamp. Look at, compare it, there's no white rim around it. It is clearly a Fugazi. It's fake, and because it's fake, we have a huge problem, America. A huge problem.
Is this not bizarre? I mean, is this not like the most bizarre chain of events? Now, Owen Schroyer had a little something to say. Owen says, hello, they are covering up the truth about Trump's assassination attempt. Why aren't we getting answers? Why isn't J.D. Vance out there demanding these answers? He's the vice president. You would think he'd be the first man trying to get to the bottom of this.
For the last 4 days since Trump's assassination attempt, I have been doing extensive coverage. And I'm reflecting on my coverage from today, and a couple things hit me. They hit me like a ton of bricks. And obviously a lot of information has come forward, a lot of videos have come forward that is extremely concerning regarding the events of Saturday, the attempted assassination of Donald Trump. But there's one thing that just hit me like a ton of bricks. We haven't had a press conference in 3 days. And it's not like there's information that we couldn't get access to or that we don't know. Why do we not know directly from either the Secret Service, the FBI, or local police via a press conference the exact type of gun, the specifications of the gun, and even an image or the gun itself that was used in the assassination attempt? We could have this information. We could have had it the next day. Why don't we know about the ballistics reports or the types of bullets used? After all, there were 3 people that were shot and hit with a bullet. A hydraulics system that was holding up a speaker system was hit. We could know everything about the ballistics reports today. Why don't we have this information? This is imperative information. Now, we can talk about the stand down. We can talk about the potential criminal negligence that led to this attempt. We could talk about, was there other people involved? Did this guy act alone, or were there other people involved? These are questions. We should know. We should know the exact type of gun. We should have a picture of the gun, if not the gun put in front of the American people to see. We should know the bullets that were fired that went into people's bodies, that went into the bleachers and other equipment on scene. We should know this. We should know how many shots were fired by the potential assassin. We should know how many shots were fired at the potential assassin. Why do we not have this information 4 days later? Why have we not had a press conference 4 days later? I think there's only one answer. Because the cover-up is on.
Amen, Owen. Amen, Owen. I couldn't have said any better myself. And it continues. Check this one out. Is suspending Secret Service agents who take out a man with a long rifle shooting at a man trying to assassinate the president standard practice for the Secret Service?
For everyone who does not know who this man is, his name is Jonathan Willis. He is a Secret Service agent who shot the guy who was trying to assassinate Trump. And for all of you saying that he knew he was there and had his sights on the shooter for several minutes and didn't do anything about it, that is correct. He had his sights on him for at least 3 minutes, but was told by his superiors not to engage. And as soon as the shooter started taking his shots at Trump, Jonathan Willis was still told not to engage, but he did it anyway. He killed the shooter, and afterwards, he was taken in by the FBI and questioned. He was relieved from duty. He was fired for disobeying orders, for shooting the guy that was trying to kill Trump, for protecting Trump, for doing his job. He was fired. And I think we all need to stand with this agent, because if it wasn't for him, Trump might actually be dead right now. This man risked his whole career to save Trump, and he doesn't even have one regret about it. He's glad that he did it. So we all need to come together, unite, and stand up for Jonathan Willis, because he is our nation's hero. He saved our future. He saved America by not letting the shooter kill Trump. So let's show our support for this great American.
If that's true, does anybody else hear how insane this sounds? Like anybody. Like, we're talking about our government at the highest levels. We have these people dead to nuts. If we had a legit investigation, if there was a legit, like, Congress should come together. They have the ability to implement a new body, a new law enforcement agency. Congress should handpick a select group of individuals, specifically vets and Marines, people that are retired from the FBI, and investigators that we know that we can trust that we get to handpick. And they should put together a team. They should pass it through Congress, whatever they need to do to make it legit. And we need to have a 24/7 investigation into this immediately. Like, the people that tried to kill the president, the future president, are in the most powerful positions in our government. And we're going to talk about a second shooter and the amount of evidence that's coming out that there was a second shooter in there. We don't know where are the bullets at? Where are the rounds at? Everything that Owen just said, where is all this? So we're just supposed to sit here and go about our normal lives like they didn't just try to assassinate President Trump. This is why I'm being so hard on him, because we love this man. And the people around him just almost got him killed. Like, you don't have one person inside your inner organization that travels with you and does an independent perimeter check and goes around and makes sure, I don't know, that there's not a guard team on top of a building 150 yards from you. Are you kidding me? Do you look at the position that they put him in during that speech? So all of these people around him, could you imagine if that bullet would have hit Trump, what position we'd be in? Because we'd all be leaving this country, or a vast majority of us would be. If Trump's gone, it's over. Right? He is the only piece of glue, that little bit of hope that is holding this country together. And now if that hope's gone, we have J.D. Vance as our president. Like, that's who's going to be. They're going to come and put Nikki Haley in as his VP. And here we go, folks. You know that's exactly what's going to happen. At that point, you would have to see Vivek get back in the race and put Trump Tucker as his VP. That is the only hope we have if they take out Trump. And with these clowns around him and this government and people like Mayorkas and Chris Ray are going to hang for treason when they are found guilty and complicit in these crimes of now trying to assassinate a sitting president or a future president. Man, oh man. I wouldn't be surprised, man. I wouldn't be surprised, Mr. K. Unbelievable. What a horrible pick, man. Liz Churchill goes by @Liz_Churchill10 over on X. She says second shooter. Let me know what you guys think. Ballistic evidence of a second shooter.
Take a look what happened.
So watch that there. Now, I'm no expert, right? But you're seeing this man get shot and he falls that way. You would think if the bullet was coming the other way and would have hit him, it would have blown him back. But it blows him forward. So let me run that back again. You guys tell me what you think. Maybe we got some army guys in here.
See
something to said. Take a look what happened. See something to said. Take a look what happened. Open, 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 what happened. Take a look what happened. Open, 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 open.
What you know about rolling down in the
deep? When your brain goes numb, you can call a man a freeze. When these people talk too much, put that shit in slow motion. Yeah, I feel like an astronaut in the ocean. Yeah.
She says that I'm cool. I'm like, yeah, that's true. I believe in G-O-D. Don't believe in T-H-O-D. She keep playing me dumb. I'm a player for fun. Don't really know my mental. Let me give you the picture like stencil. Falling down in the drought. No flow, rain was pouring down. See, that pain was all around. See, my mom was kinda loud. She didn't know which way to turn. Flow was cool, but I still felt burned.
How about that, folks? How about that one? Now, it's not like they're trying to get us into a war or anything. Do you guys know who's got us into pretty much every war and every regime change? It's almost like this man's running America.
If you take out Saddam's regime,
I 2002. Guarantee
that it will have enormous positive reverberations on the region. Obviously, we'd like to see a regime change, at least I would, in Iran, just as I would like to see in Iraq. The question now is a practical question. What is the best place to proceed? It's not a question of whether Iraq's regime should be taken out, but when should it be taken out? It's not a question of whether you'd like to see a regime change in Iran, but how do it...
Are there any other nations?
How many Americans are dead today because of that asshole right there? How many of your friends and family members and relatives paid the ultimate sacrifice fighting for this arrogant asshole while his son sits in a penthouse suite in Miami, parties his ass off, lives like a rock star while your friends and families are in a grave? And we're going to sit here and allow this guy to destroy America.
That you would recommend that the United States launch preemptive attacks upon at this point?
The answer is categorically yes. The two nations that are vying, competing with each other, who will be the first to achieve nuclear weapons, is Iraq and Iran. But a third nation, by the way, is Libya as well. Libya is trying very rapidly to build an atomic bomb capability. So you have here now three nations.
Let's all stand together to stop Iran's march of conquest, subjugation, and terror. I know that no matter on which side of the aisle you sit, you stand with Israel.
Yeah. Right. Where have we heard that before, folks? Lily, we had somebody worshiping Satan at the RNC this week. They were literally worshiping Satan, summoning demons, praying to satanic demons on stage at the RNC this week. And that wasn't the worst of it. In what reality did this man not get booed off stage?
Hello, Milwaukee! Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel. Let me hear you cheer if you support Israel!
What a disgrace, man.
Now,
what an absolute disgrace. Slap in the face of every single American.
Convention, they'd be booed off the stage.
Good, and they should be.
But here, at the Republican convention, we proudly and loudly stand with Israel.
Of course you do.
This election is a critical moment for the American Jewish community and for Israel. This is our chance to continue the incredible pro-Israel legacy of the most pro-Israel president.
Our country is absolutely getting obliterated. And Israel owns every gosh damn member of our Congress, which means our border is wide open and 438,000 minor children that came across this border unaccompanied have been trafficked into our gosh damn country because of Israel. I am so gosh damn sick of it. I got to shut my mouth before I get myself in trouble. Let's go into our first sponsors today, folks. Let's do that. Let's take a break for a second. I need a break. All right. Buy Optimizer, folks. Do you know if you're getting enough magnesium? Because 4 out of 5 Americans aren't. Sometimes I wake up exhausted and it ruins my productivity for the day. Ever since I started adding Magnesium Breakthrough to my nightly routine, I've been able to quietly get my mind to go to sleep and I get the best night's sleep ever. All Bi Optimizer supplements are best in class. If for some reason you feel differently, you can get a full refund, no questions asked. And they are so confident that they offer a 365-day money-back guarantee. So don't miss out on the most relaxing sleep ever with Magnesium. For an exclusive offer, you guys can go over to buyoptimizers.com/LFATV. You guys can also use promo code LFATV in checkout and use the link down in the description or the show notes at checkout and save 10%. And if you subscribe, not only will you get amazing discounts for free and free gifts, you also make sure your monthly supply is guaranteed, folks. Again, that is buyoptimizer.com/LFATV. And up next, we got our folks over at TriArmra. You guys ready to revive your health? Transform your health starting at its foundation. Armra's colostrum protects, rebuilds, and strengthens your body's barriers for defense against everyday threats and enhance volatility. And enhance volatility. We know that living in Biden's America really breaks down your immune barriers. So check this out. Armra harnesses the power of 400-plus functional research-backed nutritions from a colostrum, or Armra's colostrum, which offers transformational benefits for the body's best health and performance. Strengthen your immune barriers, optimize your microbiome, and empower your body with the best blueprint to revitalize your health from the inside out. When you take Armra's colostrum, you're giving your body the best practices against everyday toxins, pollutants, allergens, and processed ingredients, paving the way for optimal health and volatility. So check this out. We've worked out a special offer just for the LFA audience. You guys receive 15% off your first order. Go to tryarmra.com/LFATV or enter LFATV to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/LFATV, folks. And if you guys want to support us over here on LFATV, you can do so by smashing that like button for us. We got probably over 1,000 people watching today's show. If you guys could please consider smashing that like button, it'll help put us on that leaderboard. And you guys can donate directly on our website or right here in the super chat as well. And if you guys want to support us over here on Matter of Fact, you can use my promo pillow code. It's just Matta. It'll get you 50 to 65% off everything store-wide at mypillow.com. And if you guys want to support us on Matter of Fact, you guys can use our affiliate links and buy yourself some Bitcoin if you guys are into Bitcoin and crypto and getting your wealth out of this corrupt system that we live in. Outside of the United States, Bybit is my favorite exchange. Inside the United States, Coinbase will do just fine. I got tutorials on my YouTube channel that'll walk you through it in under 15 minutes, how to direct deposit from your bank account, buy Bitcoin. And then I'm going to work on getting another one out here for Ellie Mae on how to get that over to her crypto wallet out of Coinbase. But that's going to take me a couple of weeks to get that video. So stay tuned, folks. Thank you guys for sticking with us. We are back. Let's go at it one more time. Let's talk about Mike Benz. So Mike Benz is one of my favorite patriots that's fighting the good fight with us. And he jumped on OAN. And this guy knows more about the deep state apparatus, how it works, how they stage color revolutions, how they overthrow governments. So Mike Benz, he goes by at Mike Benz Cyber, and he says, no social media history, no cell phone information, no communication records, and a complete information black hole about the man who shot the president of the United States in broad daylight. I smoke with Chanel at OAN about the billows of cover-up smoke coming from DHS and FBI. This is Mayorkas, folks. We know it. You know it. Why is this man not in handcuffs?
Joining us to answer some of these is former State Department official Mike Benz. Mike, what a pleasure to have you on. You're able to more technically put into words how I think most of us feel. We're looking at this face of this alleged assassin, and it's hard to believe that he has zero digital footprint or next to zero digital footprint. Normally, people of this type of craziness have some hint somewhere on the internet. What gives?
Absolutely does. Even just on the panel that you just put, that he had a Discord account. The thing you talk about on Discord is what's happening on Reddit and what's happening on X and what's happening on the internet. I mean, that is what Discord effectively does. Discord is effectively a gaming server to be able to interact with other people online. That's what the whole platform exists for. We know that the FBI was at the shooter's house for about 4 hours before they disclosed the name, late in the night at about 2 a.m. And it seems to me highly likely that they were seizing all the electronics. By the way, if they were in that person's house, that means that they have that person's IP address where they were routing in from, and should theoretically be able to therefore tell us the entire internet history, all the way down to the shooter's search history, if they have his IP address. Now, I'm not advocating that things of that minute a detail would be disclosed in such a case, but absolutely the social media accounts. You know, the crowd is a far better investigator than the cops. We know this because the cops, so to speak, the FBI, asked the crowd for help to identify January 6th suspects. They turned to Capitol hunters, to sedition hunters, to Unicorn Riot, to a dozen different Antifa groups to identify and do the sort of forensic investigation that federal investigators feel understaffed to do, or even to be able to follow hints and leads that the internet can dig up because of the ability to have so many different researchers pursue rabbit holes essentially in detail. But you know, the FBI is where evidence goes to die. Just as they have not disclosed a single video file of the January 6th pipe bomber since September 2021. We are coming up now on 3 years since a single video file of the guy who walked around on foot for 90 minutes through the fortress of the Capitol home turf of the national security state, Capitol Hill, for 90 minutes talking on a cell phone. The FBI then told us that he and he alone was this pipe bomber was the only person whose cell phone data was corrupted, as opposed to the fact that they were able to geofence to target 1,500 different January 6th folks. But by the way, who was in charge of securing the DNC building that Kamala Harris arrived at the morning of January 6th ahead of time? It was the Secret Service. And what happened to the Secret Service's cell phone records when they were subpoenaed by Jim Jordan? They were all deleted. So DHS and the Secret Service, they deleted the cell phones of the Secret Service when they were the ones who were supposed to have caught the January 6th pipe bomber. They were supposed to have cased the place out. They missed a pipe bomb sitting on the park bench to the entrance of the building. They didn't even disclose the remainder of the DNC. Right now, if there are any members of Congress, any members of the Oversight Committee or Judiciary Committee listening to us, if you can subpoena the chain of custody for the missing January 6th pipe bomb DNC tape, they literally had a stationary camera of him approaching the park bench, but then they cut the camera off, the FBI did, right before he reaches into the bag to pull out the pipe bomb. So the fact that the FBI has magically stepped in and taken over a local Pennsylvania investigation and have effectively, I believe, are keeping his social media accounts effectively embargoed, and who knows if we will ever get them. God willing, we will. But this is the same FBI that is not disclosing the Biden-Her tapes. You have the same Justice Department. The FBI is the intelligence arm of the Justice Department. And they told us that they weren't going to release the Her tapes, defying a congressional subpoena because the internet might post misinformation about it. They did the same thing with the Covenant Killer shooting. And there's so much more here, but I'll pause.
Well, Mike, I think this raises a lot of questions, everything that you just said. But suppose that the FBI did find social media accounts for crooks and they're keeping it under lock and key. Is there a way to get around that? Does Congress have a way to get around that, or is it under that kind of that impermeable box called ongoing FBI investigation? Is there a way around that?
In theory, if a special subcommittee was set up under the House Judiciary Committee, which has oversight of the Justice Department and the FBI, there could at least be, you'd have this evidence disclosed in an executive session, essentially. I think the ongoing investigation would prohibit it necessarily from being disclosed publicly, but you could at least have a Gang of Eight go in there and see evidence under lock and key from an ongoing investigation. And then those members of Congress could then do a press conference to talk about, you know, whatever they were, you know, was disclosed to them to the extent that they find that in their discretion. But you have this very strange, you know, situation where the great suspect in almost all of the major terror or insurrectionary type activity over the past 10, 20 years, frankly, the FBI is the one in charge of this investigation and locking up all the evidence is totally damning. You know, we lived through this situation where there was this Buffalo shooter just about 2 years ago. And it was blamed on MAGA, you know, shooting up a public area. It was blamed on the MAGA movement. And then it came out months later, that this person was on a group chat with six individuals. And one of them was a federal agent or a former federal agent, you know, a former FBI guy. So you had the Whitmer plot that we were told for months.
Mike, what do you think it is that they would want to keep under wraps at this point if they find social media accounts for crooks? I mean, what is it that they're protecting? I know that this opens up a much longer discussion about do we believe this kid is a lone shooter? But on its surface, is there an explanation for why they would want to keep all of this under wraps?
It is plausible that it is a lone gunman, but when the FBI takes over the investigation and we don't have a single social media post within 48 hours, I see the burden of proof flipping the other way and that they need to prove that to us. They made that declaration before they even had the cell phone data. You know, I think Fox News is reporting that they say that they have 70%, you know, done their scrape, but they've already pre-declared the lone gunman. They've already declared the conclusion before they've even launched the investigation. Now, I want to take folks back to a very peculiar event in 2015, where in Garland, Texas, this was when President Obama was trying to launch a war on Syria, and they were trying to gin up this predicate that ISIS recruiting was everywhere, and there's this homegrown threat of ISIS, and we need to invade Syria to stop crazy lone gunmen doing domestic jihadi terrorist acts. And the very first attack on U.S. soil to that was an event in Garland, Texas. And it turned out, now the gunmen shot security guards, and there was a whole murder trial that went on. It took years, about 2 or 3 years after the murder trial, for it to be disclosed, because the defense lawyer ended up having a friend inside the FBI who leaked it to him, that the FBI totally radicalized the gunman, and even was telling that an FBI informant received $125,000 to basically become this radical's best friend, and even, quote, text him to tear up Texas and to talk the person into the terrorist activity, the same way they did with the Whitmer plot, the same way with the 1993 World Trade Center event, where it turned out that the FBI actually had insiders who were planting the explosives in the building. That was reported by the New York Times.
Yeah.
In that case in Garland, Texas, the FBI was actually trailing the gunman in a car behind him on his way to shooting it up. So even if this is a lone gunman with no wider conspiracy, you have this situation where there has been almost no terrorist activity on the domestic homeland whatsoever without some sort of federal official being involved in monitoring that person and setting them up for entrapment. And then when they do the terrorist act, in order to avoid the political blowback, they sit on the grenade of an ongoing investigation. And there's a very real possibility, given the total black hole of evidence about the man who shot the president of the United States in the face in broad daylight, that suggests that possibility is very real.
Mike Benz, those are excellent.
Wow, that was a lot to take in. And I'm getting busted. I'm getting exposed for cheating on somebody's wife over here in the live chat, and I'm having a good time. Carol the Cowgirl says, so Ryan doesn't cheat on me too? Damn it. I'm busted, folks. This is the first time I ever got paid for cheating on somebody, but I could get used to it. Keep it up, folks. Matt, come back anytime, my friend. Come back and join us anytime. We're going to keep the show rolling, though. Check this one out. Here's a little something for you guys. Viral News NYC says massive brawl breaks out in Times Square, New York City. Multiple people ended up on the ground and stomped on. NYPD officers from Times Square jumped in and broke up the brawl. Repost. Show Viral News NYC some love. Can't wait to move to New York City, baby. Macklemore says, call me like a man. I said, well, have your wife call me brother. Darlene says, for cheating on me too. $10, man. I'm getting rich. Mac, you're such a good guy. See? Now you guys see why I don't delete the trolls over here. They get me paid. They make us money. Let's go. Check this one out. Shocking report. Subway workers refuse to serve a man wearing a t-shirt that identifies him as a Christian. Only in Joe's America, folks.
Are you refusing to serve customers? She's refusing to serve us. She just said she's refusing to serve us.
What are you talking about?
This girl right here just said she's refusing to serve us.
So we have to go somewhere else?
I want her to say it again.
I'm
refusing your service.
Okay. And this is Subway where?
Why are you refusing the service?
That is a personal matter.
Because of my t-shirt? Because of my t-shirt?
Yes.
Okay. I'm sure Subway Corporal would love to hear that.
Only in America do you get refused service for being a Christian. Only in Joe Biden's America. Now, check this one out. Laura Loomer says, holy shit. So now we find out that Thomas Matthew Crooks, the shooter that tried to assassinate Donald Trump, went through Secret Service security with his range finder and scope out, the sniper, and who spotted him and said they need to keep an eye on him. So Secret Service let the shooter inside. This is an inside job, folks.
Aaron, there's been some developments as the investigation has progressed. You know, what the investigators are telling us is, as far as a motive, a manifesto, the reasoning behind this, the suspect is still a blank slate. But what they have developed is a lot of the background about what happened that day. They know that he went to his employer at the nursing home where he works as a dietary specialist before this and said, I need Saturday off. I have something important to do. But he told his coworkers, I'll see you on Sunday. So he changed his days off, presumably for this. We also understand that when he got to the fairgrounds where this rally was being held for Donald Trump, the first thing that puts him on the radar of security people is near the magnetometer area where they're screening people in. He's carrying in his hand a rangefinder. It's a device that looks like a small pair of binoculars, but it's used by shooters to measure the distance when they're setting up a long-distance shot. Because he didn't have a weapon, that would not have prevented him to go through security. But they did flag, what does he have this in his hand for? At that point, they told people, keep an eye on this guy. But then he leaves the secure area, the staging area, and he doesn't turn up again for some time until the crowd says there's a guy crawling up the roof and it appears he has a rifle. There is an eerie moment in here, Aaron, where he's taking the rangefinder and he's looking through it at the counter-sniper positions. And one of the counter-sniper positions is looking at him through the scope. At this point, there's not a gun in the picture, as I understand it, but they're saying he's looking at us, looking at him. Then when people alert the police and they try to come up the ladder to get him, and he confronts them with the AR-15 gun, they dive for cover. And then a moment later, he opens fire. But a lot of this sounds very spread out. The end of it happens very quickly. The last piece is the search of the car. As we reported last night, two remote-controlled IEDs, remote-controlled bombs in the car. The remote control for those devices found on his person on the roof, according to sources. Three fully loaded magazines with nearly 100 rounds, a bulletproof vest. So it raises the question, did he expect to escape from this? And if so, what was all that intended for? What was to happen next? Questions that are still open in the minds of these investigators.
Yeah, in the minds of a lot of Americans as well. And are we going to get answers? I don't know, folks. The sad part is that we don't know. And this is so overwhelmingly obvious. Every single politician that considers himself a Republican or American first, this is your opportunity, folks. This is the greatest opportunity to completely dismantle and destroy the entire deep state. Chris Wray does not get to hide behind. This is an ongoing investigation. You got one shooter. You're telling us it's cut and dry, case closed. Awesome. Now come answer every single question that we have for you, right? If this is a cut and dry case and it's closed, well, then you should have no problem answering questions in front of every single American citizen, every single one of us. And that's why it's a closed door meeting. Do me a huge favor, folks. On your way out the door today, can you please smash that like button? We have almost 19, almost 2,000 watching. Great show today, guys. Do me a huge solid if you could. On the way out the door, smash that like button. Please share this content. If you guys want to learn all about the second shooter and everything that we exposed in today's show, please go back to the beginning and give it a shot. Take it a look. We got a next up next is the NFSC, followed by a stacked lineup of shows all day over here on LFA TV. We go live at 9 a.m. all the way till 9 p.m. with replays that play at night. And we got a stacked lineup of unique shows that play on the weekend. So if you guys didn't enjoy this show, I promise there is a personality over here on LFA TV that you will enjoy. Stack that Bitcoin. Pray for President Trump. God bless you guys. God bless America. We'll be here same place, same time tomorrow. Peace.
Run.